We heard yesterday that planning approval has been given to a major €1.3 billion sewage and drainage plan for Dublin, critical to the provision of housing in future years. Ishke Éireann has received the green light for what's called the Greater Dublin Drainage Project from Uncomisión Pleanála. The scheme services North Dublin and parts of Meath and Kildare and will provide wastewater treatment for 500,000 people. While the project has received planning, there is an 8-week window during which objectors can take a judicial review. Environmentalist Sabrina Joyce Kemper joins us now. Sabrina, you fought against the proposed wastewater treatment plant in North Dublin back in 2020. A judge ruled then that the planning permission was to be quashed for Irish Water's proposed sewage plant because the board failed to consult with the Environmental Protection Agency. Now that this €1.3 billion sewage and drainage plan for Dublin has been announced, what do you think?
Well, first of all, it wasn't me who took the judicial review. I was representing a number of communities across the pipeline route, including Ballymun, Malahide, Portmarnock, and Coolock itself, and Clonchock. I think that the decision came out yesterday. There's over 500 pages of reports. We haven't had a chance to go through them yet. If we identified that there is a legal issue there, i.e. that they have not complied with the law, then we would be within our rights to take it to judicial review. But the courts can only deal with legal issues. So we have to assess the paperwork first to see if that has taken place.
Well, what's your initial response to looking at the data?
Well, we were very concerned. First of all, we've been involved in this since 2012. So it wasn't just at 2018 when the initial application came in. We identified constraints to the infrastructure being put in place and mentioned issues such as toxic substances. And our main concern is that there's two main concerns that we have. In Clonchock, they want to put a biogas storage area underneath the flight path on the site of the wastewater treatment plant. They haven't assessed for blast radius or the amount of gas that will be stored in that. And we're very concerned about that. It's not just a local issue. It's for anybody flying over into Dublin Airport. No aeronautical safety assessment was carried out as part of this. And we would ask that that would be done. It wasn't. And the second issue we have is with toxic substances like PFAS. PFAS, as you know, have become a very in-your-face
They're
issue.
They're forever chemicals, Sabrina's
never. Yeah, exactly. Toxic chemicals. People may be familiar with the movie Dark Water with the lawyer Robert Billow who fought against DuPont for the people in that area. But basically PFAS is found in sewage sludge. It is found in wastewater. Intel would be one of the biggest, according to the planning application, your initial planning application. Intel actually is responsible for 1/3 of the capacity of this plant. So it's not for 500,000 people. It's for, you know, 350,000 people plus 150,000 of Intel's wastewater. That's according to the initial planning application that was put in. And Intel have recently said that they would pull out of Ireland if PFAS rules were brought in. Now, the difficulty is that there will be, not just from Intel, but from other industrial inputs from Dublin Airport to have a PFAS issue as well. And their surface water will be draining into the Greater Dublin area, and their surface water has been confirmed to be contaminated with PFAS. So our concern there is that, first of all, we will have PFAS contaminated water and microplastic contaminated water coming out in the pristine waters of Portmarnock and Howth.
If you look at the inspector's report, though, Sabrina, it says that the proposed development will not result in a risk of deterioration of any water body in this instance coastal waters, either on a temporary or permanent basis, and that it would not have an adverse impact on marine or bird life.
Well, we can't understand how they came to that conclusion when they didn't actually test, and they haven't tested the sewage sludge or wastewater. They haven't quantified the levels of PFAS, and they have done no assessment whatsoever on PFAS. They said that there may be toxic substances in a general manner at the previous application, and that will be dealt with by way of a waste management plan after the fact. But if you see what's happening in Michigan, where whole farms are going bankrupt because their land was destroyed by PFAS contaminated sewage sludge, if you look at the recent report yesterday in The Guardian, which came out about, again, the environmental agency there bearing reports until 2020 about the severe impact that PFAS sewage sludge has on farming land. In Michigan, they're closing down beef farms because the beef and the soil are so badly contaminated. And Ireland have a responsibility to our farmers not to be spreading sewage sludge, to assess it at infrastructural level. And it's so important. It's not just a local problem, as being told. Okay. It is a national issue.
Okay. Environmentalist Sabrina Joyce Kemper, thank you very much for joining us. It is 7:52.